A model scores 87% on SWE Bench. You deploy it to handle code review tasks in your CI pipeline. Within a week, your team reports it failing more than half the time. You check the leaderboard. The model is still ranked first. You didn't pick the wrong model. You picked the right score for the wrong metric. This is the benchmark lie. The numbers tell you how well a model handles one question at a time. They don't tell you how reliably it executes a 10-step workflow, recovers from a failed API call, or delivers parsable output on the eighth run as consistently as the first. Those are agent metrics. Most benchmarks don't measure them. What benchmarks actually measure the most widely cited LLM benchmarks? MMLU, Human Eval, GSM 8K, SWE Bench Verified share a structural limitation. They measure single prompt capability. One question, one answer, one grade. By 2026, MMLU, Human Eval, and GSM 8K are saturated. All frontier models score above 90%, and the differences collapse into measurement noise. SWE Bench Verified appeared to solve this. It's harder, more realistic, and measures actual code patches on real GitHub issues. The problem is that it still only checks whether the final patch passes the test suite, not how the agent got there. Two further distortions make benchmark rankings systematically unreliable for practitioners. Contamination. When the benchmark's test cases appear in training data, scores inflate without any corresponding capability improvement. The effect is measurable and consistent across all frontier models, which means the leaderboard reflects, in part, which models have seen the most benchmark data. Harness dependence. Published benchmark scores are tied to the evaluation harness, the tool access, retry budget, evaluator version, and scaffolding used during the test run. The same model, tested with different scaffolding, can produce dramatically different numbers. The score on the leaderboard is a model plus harness score, but it's reported as a model score. Neither effect is a flaw in any single model or benchmark. They're structural properties of how benchmarks are designed and how models are trained. Understanding them is the first step to picking the right glossary/agent evaluation method. The SWE Bench case study. 27 points of contamination, the cleanest controlled evidence for contamination, comes from comparing SWE Bench Verified to SWE Bench Pro, SWE Bench Verified tests, 500 Python-only GitHub issues, selected from public, well-indexed repositories. A substantial portion of these issues, and their solutions, have been discussed publicly since before most current frontier models' training cutoffs. The benchmark is widely used, widely cited, and widely gamed by training data curation. SWE Bench Pro uses 1,865 issues drawn from proprietary and held out codebases spanning multiple languages. It was specifically designed to resist contamination. The problems are novel, multi-language, and from sources unlikely to appear in training data. The gap tells the story. Model SWE Bench Verified SWE Bench Pro gap, Claude Opus 4.680.8%, 53.4% minus, 27 pp Claude Opus, 4.787.6%, 64.3% minus, 23 pp GPT, 5.280%, 55.6% minus, 24 pp Minimax, M2, 580.2%, 56.2% minus, 24 pp Every. Frontier model drops approximately 23-27 percentage points simultaneously when moving from the known benchmark to the contamination-resistant one. This isn't a capability difference between models. The rank ordering is nearly identical. It's the contamination floor, visible as a uniform offset. When you read a leaderboard and see a model at 80% on SWE Bench Verified, the more honest interpretation is, this model likely performs at 53-56% on novel, non-contaminated tasks of similar difficulty. The 27-point gap isn't noise. It's the benchmark lie made explicit. A parallel data point from security. Agents on NYU CTF Bench, known, potentially contaminated benchmark tasks, score 14.4% success. The same agent category on live CTFs, novel problems with no public write-ups, scores 6.3%, archive 2605.11504, 2026. A contamination lift of more than 8 percentage points on a domain where contamination should be hardest to achieve. the gap on standard coding benchmarks is almost certainly larger. Tau bench, where reliability really collapses if contamination exposes the gap between benchmark rank and real-world capability. Tau bench exposes the gap between capability and reliability. Tau bench Sierra 2024 tests agents on multi-turn customer service workflows in retail and airline domains. What makes it different from every other benchmark is its scoring metric. Pass K, the fraction of K independent runs on the same task that all succeed. The question isn't, can this agent complete this task? It's, can this agent complete this task every time you run it, with different customers, on different sessions? The results are striking. GPT-4o, 85% pass 1, 25% pass 8. A 60% reliability collapse on identical tasks. Top current models still fail to cross 80% pass 1 in the retail domain. Even the best performing model produces consistent results on only about 1 in 4 attempts when the same task is run 8 times the practical translation. If you deployed a customer service agent powered by the model that tops the benchmark, it would successfully resolve 8 identical customer inquiries in a row only 25% of the time. 3 out of 4 batches would have at least one failure, and customer service failures aren't recoverable by retry alone. Tau bench also uses stateful evaluation. After the agent completes a task, the system compares database state, what did the agent actually change, to the expected outcome. This is the evaluation mode closest to production reality. Regular benchmarks check whether the final response text looks correct. Stateful evaluation checks whether the agent's actions had the intended effect on the system it was operating. The pass 8 reliability figure is the most actionable finding in this piece. It's not a theoretical concern. It's a direct measure of whether your agent performs consistently in production, where the same workflow runs thousands of times per day and variance compounds. The harness effect. Same model, 46 points swing the third leg of the benchmark lie is the most counterintuitive. 2 independent researchers can test the same model on the same benchmark and produce dramatically different scores simply by using different glossary/agent harness configuration. 3 controlled demonstrations. Small code, 4B beats 14B by 12 points. A developer built a coding agent, small code, GitHub, using a 4B Gemma model that activates only 4B parameters per token. On the project's self-reported benchmark of 100 coding tasks, it achieves 87%. OpenCode, a mature, well-regarded agent framework, achieves 75% with 14B models on comparable tasks. The small code harness uses 3 techniques: compound tools, collapsing 4 sequential tool calls into 1 compound call, an improvement loop, automatic compile lint retry on failure, and decompose on failure. The developer's conclusion: the harness does the heavy lifting, not the model size. Guardrails: 8B model goes from 53% to 99%. An 8B model tested on agentic tasks scores 53% with standard scaffolding. The same model, with a guardrails harness that validates tool arguments before execution, rewinds on failures, and injects retry reasoning, scores 99% on the same tasks, HN discussion, 2026. A 46 percentage point gain, entirely from the harness. The model weights didn't change. QN3 8B beats QN3, 535B A3B on real agent tasks. A local LLM benchmark comparing 6 models on real-world scenarios found, Dev2, 2026. QN3 8B, Q8, 92% task completion QN3, 535B A3B MOE, 79% task completion, the 35B model has higher conventional benchmark scores. On actual execution, tool use accuracy, instruction following, error recovery, the 8B model wins by 13 points. For agent tasks, tool use capability and instruction following matter more than raw parameter count. The implication: when a vendor publishes a benchmark score, you don't know what harness they used. The Digital Applied Benchmark Methodology Guide notes: agent benchmark scores are highly scaffold dependent, model, tool access, retry budget, and evaluator version all materially affect reported numbers. Digital Applied, 2026. A score on a leaderboard is a model plus vendor chosen harness score presented as a model score. Practitioners making deployment decisions are comparing apples to orchards. Four metrics trace evaluation catches that benchmarks miss output only evaluation. Did the final answer pass the test? Is blind to everything that happens between the first user message and the last model response. Trace-based evaluation scores every step, each tool call, planning decision, error, recovery, and retry. From MLflow's Agent Evaluation Framework, MLflow 2026, trace-aware evaluation can identify the specific step where an agent went wrong, while output evaluation can only tell you that the final result was incorrect. From JetBrains 2026 Observability Guide, JetBrains 2026, LLM evaluation determines if the AI agent can work, while AI agent observability determines if it is working. The four metrics that trace evaluation captures and benchmarks don't. One tool call accuracy rate. Did the agent select the right tool with correct arguments on the first attempt? A model that reaches the correct final answer via three tool call failures and one success has a different risk profile than one that gets it right immediately. In production, failed tool calls mean API errors, rate limits, wasted latency, and compounding downstream failures. Benchmarks report the final answer. Traces report the path. Two error recovery pattern. When a tool returns an unexpected result or fails, does the agent adapt its plan, or does it retry identically? Loop behavior, retrying the same failed action, is a common failure mode in production agents that is invisible to output scoring. Trace evaluation measures whether recovery is adaptive. The agent reformulates its approach or degenerate. The agent stalls in a retry loop until token budget is exhausted. 3. Retry budget efficiency. How many tokens and attempts does the agent consume per successful task? A model achieving 85% task completion at 3x, the token cost of an 82% accuracy model may be economically worse in production, especially at scale. Benchmarks don't report token efficiency. Traces make it visible. 4 pass rate, consistent parsable output. In a controlled 38 task, 15 model benchmark, Ian L. Patterson. COM 2026, the single strongest predictor of production agent reliability was not accuracy, it was pass rate, the consistency of producing output in the expected, parsable format. A model that scores 95% but always returns parsable output is more useful in a pipeline than one that scores 98% but occasionally returns unparsable responses that require exception handling. For orchestrators, downstream services, and pipeline agents, output format consistency causes more operational failures than answer quality. These four metrics can't be read from a leaderboard. They require instrumented execution, recording every span of the agent's trace and scoring it against expectations. That's trace-based evaluation. How to set up trace evaluation for your Agent 3 tools have emerged as the practical choices for agent trace instrumentation in 2026. Langfuse, open source, self-hostable. Captures full LLM traces including tool calls, latency per span, token counts, and custom scores. Native integrations with LangChain, Llama Index, OpenAI SDK, and the Anthropic SDK. The free tier is generous. The self-hosted version runs in Docker with a single compose file. Best for teams that want full data ownership and are comfortable with infra. MLflow, the trace-aware evaluation framework that introduced the specific step where the agent went wrong, framing used earlier in this piece. Strong support for Python-first evaluation workflows, including agent-specific evaluation primitives that score tool call chains. Best for teams already using MLflow for ML experiment tracking who want to extend it to agent monitoring. Arise Phoenix, open-source observability platform with first-class agent tracing. Provides real-time traces with span-level latency, structured annotation workflows for human review of specific trace steps, and built-in pass rate and retry budget metrics. Best for teams that need structured human-in-the-loop review of agent behavior alongside automated metrics. All three support the OpenTelemetry trace format, which means instrumentation code is portable across tools. The minimum viable setup is: wrap your agent's LLM calls and tool calls in trace spans, log the input-output at each span, and define expected outputs for your pass rate metric. You don't need to replace your existing evaluation, you need to add execution layer visibility to it. Treat benchmark scores as priors, not decisions. The benchmark numbers on the leaderboard are real. They're measuring the wrong thing for agent deployment. Contamination inflates SWE bench verified scores by 25 percentage points versus contamination resistant equivalents. The same model can vary 46 percentage points depending on the scaffolding used. Pass 8 on multi-turn tasks collapses to 25% for models that score 85% on single-run benchmarks. Raw accuracy is a weaker predictor of production reliability than pass rate, the metric that doesn't even appear on most leaderboards. If you're choosing a model for an agent workflow, treat the leaderboard score as a prior, not a decision. The evidence you need is pass K reliability on tasks representative of your use case, trace level tool call accuracy, and retry budget efficiency. None of those are on any leaderboard. The model that tops SWE bench may be the right choice for your workflow. The only way to know is to measure it in execution, not in isolation. Ready to build production grade evaluation into your agent pipeline? The course's slash production Agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector. Course covers trace instrumentation, pass K testing, and reliability first agent deployment end to end. Sources: Sierra Tau Bench, SWE Bench Pro Analysis, Small Code Harness, 8B Guardrails Experiment, Local LLM Agent Benchmark, MLflow Trace Evaluation, NIST CAISI Contamination, CTF Contamination Study, Pass Rate Predictor. All retrieved 2026, 531.